that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mrs. Austin if she would briefly explain E3 and Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss E4.
Mayor, Council, over the last few years, the Finance Department, with great support from the Budget Committee, has taken a proactive approach to managing the city's outstanding debt. This has included redeeming debt and refinancing debt. Most recently, in August 2019, the city refinanced and redeemed certain debt, saving the city $2.3 million in interest. Now the city has an opportunity to redeem governmental and enterprise debt totaling $8.5 million, which will save the city $1.1 million in interest. Once this is complete, the city will have only two outstanding loans, the Double Eagle loan and the treatment plant loan. This not only improves the city's balance sheet, but it will improve the city's bond rating, which in many instances improves the city's opportunities for securing grant funding. As in the past, the city, with your approval, would like to work with RBC Capital Markets on this redemption, and the agreement with RBC Capital Markets is before you tonight for your approval. The overall estimated cost of the financial and legal services for the redemption will be approximately $56,000. If you approve this agreement, the principal costs of the debt redemption and the service fees will be included in the final budget. In addition, the city has placed away in debt service the majority of the redemption and the associated fees. Therefore, this redemption will have no impact on current operations, staffing, or capital investment. And so that you understand the costs of the city's debt, like most government debt, is issued through bonds. Therefore, paying off debt is not like going to the bank and writing a check for the balance due on a loan. There's a bond redemption process that takes place, which represents the $56,000 cost. And in addition, third-party oversight is required for bond redemption or refinancing. Thank you, Mayor and Council, and I will stand for any questions.
Questions for Mrs. Austin? Thank you, Ms. Austin.
Thank you.
Mr. Lowe?
Yes, Mayor, members of the Council. E4 is an annual agreement with Crosby Municipal Schools for the provision of various sources to provide students that include educational and recreational programs. Under this agreement, the City of Crosby agrees to pay the Crosby Schools $60,000. These funds have been approved in the fiscal year 21-22 interim budget.
Questions for Mr. Lowe?
Mayor, I move approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of temporary use application to allow for mobile sales vending of desserts and related food and drinks on city property located at 300 Diaz Ray Anaya San Jose Plaza, applicant Hawaiian Island Hut. Nicole Brooks, owner, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this request is to approve a temporary permit to allow a vendor to set up in the Ray Anaya San Jose Plaza Park, on the east parking lot, 300 DS Street. The applicant, Hawaiian Island Hut, plans to sell desserts and drinks. She does not want to compete with the vendor that we've already approved for that park with snow cones. She's going to sell other items. She already has a business license with the city to participate in special events and has also provided a certificate of liability insurance. The planning department would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 12 a.m. to 8 p.m. as per the application information. Should be 12 p.m. Approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend desserts and related food and drinks, non-alcoholic, on city-owned property in the east parking lot of Ray Anaya San Jose Plaza from Saturday, June 26, 2021, until Saturday, October 30th, 2021. And I have a note that says the applicant plans to primarily vend on weekdays.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
All right, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of a temporary use application to allow for mobile sales, vending of snow cones and other iced snacks on various city properties and rights of way. Applicant, the Snow Train, Kevin Miller, owner, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is permission from the city council to allow for mobile sales, basically a mobile food truck to ride the city streets and various city parks and vend various snacks to the general public. This is something where the city council requires that they seek permission from the property owner of all of our rights of way, city streets, and parks. The applicant will be required to provide a surety bond for this type of request. In their letter, they state that they would operate between the hours of 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. The planning department would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. as per their application. And approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend snow cones and other ice snacks within city-owned parks and along city streets starting Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021, until Friday, December 31st, 2021.
Questions for Mr. Patterson?
Mayor, I'd like to make one comment. Mr. Patterson, I'm sure you've informed the applicants that the sports complex has an exclusive vendor already, and that is off limits. Thank you.
Councilman?
Mayor, the 7 to 11, or 11 to 7, what about like 4th of July? You know, that goes on until 10 o'clock at night. Is he able to still be there, or, you know, he's probably going to set up around there somewhere, right?
If he were to come to us and ask permission to be a part of that event, perhaps. I was just going off the information they provided in their application.
Further question from Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I have a comment. If we have two snow cone operators that are asking for permits, I'd appreciate samples from both of them.
I can certainly make that a requirement.
I would like to have samples.
Yeah.
Those guys said they had the best snow cone.
Okay. How can we know if we don't sample both? Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
You're approved. Number five, presentation of the new utility billing system and citizen self-service, CSS. Ms. Austin.
Good
Mayor, is it okay if I provide a handout and then have Ms. Salcido and Ms.
That'd be great.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Mayor and Council, shortly Ms. Salcido and Ms. Aragon will provide you a quick overview of the modern day utility billing system that will go live on August 1st. As you all know, the city is currently billing through AS400. AS400 has served its purpose for 30 years now, but this technology is now obsolete and AS400 is at the end of life cycle. Therefore, 3 years ago, the city invested in an enterprise resource planning system, or otherwise known as an ERP. The city's ERP is provided by Tyler Technologies. Tyler specializes in public sector software solutions. Tyler is the premier ERP solution for government entities and is used around the world, but also used close to home as well, including Hobbs, Clovis, Roswell, Las Cruces, Farmington, Santa Fe, Eddy County, and San Juan County, just to name a few. As you can see from your handout, of the 25 largest counties in the U.S., 22 are using Tyler, and of the 25 largest cities in the U.S., 21 are using Tyler. So we have a great system. Over the last 3 years, the city has gone live with the following modules of the ERP: general ledger, cash management, requisitions and purchase orders, workflow, accounts payable, payroll and employee self-service, Project Central, fixed assets, cashiering, asset management, which includes work orders and fleet management, budget, New World Public Safety and EMS, InterGov for planning and engineering, and now, the most visible to the public, utility billing and citizen self-service. So, without further ado, I'll let the ladies that have actually done all the hard work give you an overview.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. We're going to give you a short overview of citizen self-service, otherwise called CSS. What is citizen self-service? Munis Citizen Self-Service provides citizens with web-based access to municipal services and information through a customized website accessed over a secure internet connection. By extracting information directly from Munis, citizens can view bills and apply payments to utility bills, business license, animal license, and more in real time. Brittany is going to give you a little overview of the citizen self-service. We've got screenshots on the computer that will show you step by step on the different screens that we have available there.
Good evening. So once you get onto the website, this is going to be the homepage. It's going to say welcome. There's going to be the citizen self-service on the side. So this is what the public will see as soon as they enter the website. From here, they can either log in if they already have their login information and have registered. If not, there is a space that they can click on next to the login button where they can register. They'll register a new account there, and then if they already have a login, they are able to link multiple accounts to their login that they already have. Once they are into it, this is what it's going to look like. The announcements, we can change those. So we can put anything, any updates that are coming, anything we want the public to know, we are able to change that right there. Any utility accounts they have linked to their login is going to show under the utility billing accounts. It's going to show each one. In parentheses, that's their customer ID. That is something that's going to be different with the new system. Each customer is going to have a customer ID specific to them. Once they click on an account, this is going to be the account summary. It's going to show the service address, their account number, how their bill delivery preference, mailed, emailed, whichever they choose, their current balance along with the due date of that current balance. They can pay now from this screen if they choose to. There's customer information, which is going to be the name on the account, the address, and right there is their customer ID. On the bottom, it is going to break down the services that they have. The account we have in here is just water and conservation. It is one of the city accounts. So a residential account would have the water, tax, sewer, garbage, and the conservation fee listed out. Once you go into manage bills, this is going to show all of the bills that have currently, that have been billed for that specific account. So this account, we've only billed twice. Of course, as once we go live, every bill we bill every month will go in there. They can click on bill details. From here, it's going to show the bill number, the bill date, the pay by, and how much it was. If they click on bill detail, it is going to break down the bill for them even further. So it does say right here if they are on automatic payments or not. So this one, it's very clear they're not enrolled in automatic payments. If they are, it will say so right there. Here it's going to break down all of the services. So for the water, it is going to have the current reading and the previous reading, along with the usage and the billed usage. Then it will have the amount that they were billed. If they were given any credits or adjustments, that will show there, and then it will have an amount due at the end. Something new that customers currently cannot see is we're going to have a consumption history available to them for their account online, which they can access from one of the previous screens. It will show a graph. It's a 13-month graph, so you can compare from this year to last year. It's going to have the read dates, how many days were in that billing cycle, as well as how much usage was used in that cycle. And the graph will have the months at the bottom along with the usage on the side. On this screen, the customer will be able to change their delivery preference if they choose to. So right now, we don't offer paperless billing. We will in the future with this new system. So here, if they choose to change to paperless billing, they will be able to change that at the time by themselves, enter their email address. They can update that as they choose. Then there's a contact us tab. That's going to have our phone number as well as the email. If they have any further questions, concerns, anything like that, they will be able to email us directly or call us and ask those questions. So this is just, this is the billing timeline, kind of just laying out how things have been going and how it's going to go in the future. So as of June 15th, we had the lockbox service, which was in Carlsbad, California, that we started using a while back. So we have terminated that. It's not compatible with the new system. So as of June 15th, that was terminated. And anyone that was set up on ACH, the new online does not offer the ability for them to set up reoccurring payments with their bank account online. So if they choose to do that, we'll do it in the office. So anyone that's currently set up with a bank account, we sent them a letter with the form. They're able to fill it out, return it to us so we can get them set up on ACH. And we are getting a lot of those back. On June 29th, we will do a pre-live pull from AS400, converting the data to the Tyler. On July 1st, when the bills go out, we are going to put an insert informing customers, citizens, that as of July 15th, our current online system and our IVR services will no longer be in use. They will be discontinued as of July 15th. On July 20th, we will do our final pull. So that means that's the final pull from AS400. We're going to convert it into Munis. And July 23rd, we're going to begin reviewing all of that data to make sure that everything is where it needs to be to go live. July 26th, we are planning on going live with the new system. And as of August, the new bills, in August, the first bill will come out from the new system to everybody. At that time, Once they do receive their bill, CSS will be operational to them. Once they receive their bill, since they do have to have their customer ID, they will be able to log in and enroll into the new system and start paying their bills from there.
We attached at the end what the new bill is going to look like, the front and the back. We were able to create these in-house, the colors we wanted, how we wanted it to look. The forms team at Tyler made it for us, and then this is what we were able to make changes later if we need to. We just need to send it to Tyler as well. That's the end of the presentation, unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments from the council? Mark?
If I could. I don't know if I can maybe ask the question. What do things like this cost? Is it pretty expensive to go this route compared to where we were? Or is it just a much better system?
It is a much better system. I don't know the cost difference off the top of my head. The system we have now it's not a corporation. We have one programmer that runs this system, and he's the only one that can do anything with it. So Munis is going to be much, we can call 1-800 number and have somebody help us with everything. So.
And with this, with the things that are going on in the world today, the cyber attacks that we're having, this isn't going to cause you a problem at some point? They're attacking everybody around, it seemed like.
No, Tyler has in place their own protections on that. They send out emails regularly to let us know if any issues are going on. So.
Okay. Further questions?
Mayor, if I may add that, just want to give the finance department some credit. The current system that they're using, the AS400, that's a 1975 system, right? It's archaic, it's antiquated, mm-hmm. It can no longer be used now. So the finance department going out and finding a great program to do this, did it cost a little money? It did, but we had no option. This is the best system available to us, and we had to invest in that kind of technology to move forward. So that's yeah. One of the reasons for that.
Further questions, Councilman?
Have you done any kind of testing at all in the system and the software? Everything's good as far as you
yes,
know?
Yes, we've been testing for like a year and a half now.
Yes, been testing.
Yes, we've just recently started running parallels, which means we're comparing the system, the data we're billing in the current system to the new system, making sure rates are correct, usage things, the services on accounts are correct.
We all seem to find glitches in the new software. It happens,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You got bugs or glitches, it does happen.
Yeah, we've been testing it and testing it to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you. That'll move us to number 6, council committee reports. Does any councilman have any updates? If not, I'd call on Chief Lopez. Would you give us a report on Lieutenant Mark Marino?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Devon Energy has a Hometown Heroes program, and once a quarter they take nominations and then they award two first responders with this Hometown Heroes. And Lieutenant Moreno was awarded a Hometown Hero this last quarter. They accept nominations, I believe, on their website or whatever, so it wasn't anything that we did in the department. This was, I'm guessing, the general public nominates because they actually called me after they wanted to award him that and confirm that, you know, he's in good standing and everything that was reported was accurate and it's true. 18 years with the department, he's a paramedic, he's part of our field training officer program, very good mentor, excellent personality, hard worker, so definitely he was definitely a guy for this award, and we're proud that he was nominated and was awarded that Hometown Hero. He's an excellent employee. Can't say enough. Anybody that knows Mark Moreno, I mean, Lieutenant Moreno's a great guy. So we'll
pass on our congratulations to him.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, would like to introduce Sierra Chavez, who's working on the suicide program. So, I know you have anything you'd like to say, Sierra.
My name's Sierra. Hello, everyone. I had spoken to the mayor and Mr. Lowe a few weeks ago regarding the drug issues here in Carlsbad. The reason why it's kind of close to my heart is my husband passed away in July of this past year. And I just wanted to see if, I'm sorry, if there was any type of awareness going on. I know that the DWI program has a great, you know, awareness programs, and I just wanted to see if that's anything that they could do. I know that they were here a couple of weeks, and I wasn't able to make it at that time, but some great information was put out, and I just wanted to, like, I spoke to the mayor, and just something that we could do to just get the public to see what's going on and just bring awareness. That's really it.
I think, you know, you're going to meet with Joanna Wells, and I think we can get started from there.
Yeah. So
appreciate all your work.
Thank you.
Any other councilmen? Is anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 7, and I'd call on Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And we got a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Good to see you today. Have a great evening. I'll let you know how the cavemen did.
Okay.
And the cave girls. You're going to meet with Jason Shirley?